The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And at this time, we welcome our podcast audience, our YouTube audience, and our Rumble audience as well. And again, if this is your first time joining us from any of these platforms, let us know that you're new and where you guys are joining us from as we get into this broadcast today. So today, I want to share something with you I think that you'll enjoy. For those who like eschatology or the study of end times, we're going to be dealing with a particular subject that I've called debunking myths regarding the Antichrist. Now, what am I talking about as far as debunking myths? What are these myths? There's some myths, M-Y-T-H-S, myths that have circulated in the body of Christ regarding the Antichrist that are simply just not true. And we are going to expound on this subject today. And I believe through the help of the Holy Spirit, through the scriptures of the Word of God, we're going to show you some truths regarding the Antichrist while dispelling myths that have been centered around the Antichrist. One of these is, and this is circulated from different groups out there, that the Antichrist is not an individual, but it's an evil spirit of the age. Let me say that again. This is one myth number one that has circulated for quite some time, is that the Antichrist is not an individual, but is an evil spirit of the age. Well, that is partially true, and we'll expound on that in a little bit, but that's not absolute truth. Number two, that there is not going to be one Antichrist in the future, but there's going to be many Antichrists. Again, partial truth to that, and we will expound more on that. So again, these are the two greatest myths or partial truths that I have seen circulated in the body of Christ. So having said that, let me give you some facts here. Number one is the Apostle John was the only contributor to the Word of God that actually used the term Antichrist. And it means, the definition of Antichrist actually means against Christ or instead of Christ. According to W.E. Vines, he noted that when we put these two definitions together, we actually get one who opposes and comes in the guise of Christ. So this is who your Antichrist or Antichrist is going to be. Although Daniel the prophet, who also saw and described this individual who would rise in the last days during the period known as the Great Tribulation, John also described this individual in detail in his writings in the book of Revelation, and also in other writings, how he would control and reign from an eighth and final empire of Bible prophecy. Again, this is all highlighted in the book of Revelation. So I want to show you. So let's get to some scriptures that we want to show you here today. I want to show you what John wrote in his epistle in 1 John and 2 John. And we're going to break this down. And those scriptures are going to be right there on your screen for those that are watching the visual of this. For you who are watching the audio of this or listening to the audio of this, we'll read these to you. The first one is 1 John 2:18 and 19. That's 1 John 2:18, 19. John wrote, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, the Antichrist." And the Greek word is here is antichristos, and it's the Antichrist, the Antichrist, is coming. But then listen to what he says. "But even now, many antichrists, plural, have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." And he says, "They," plural tense, "went out from us, but they were not of us." Now, who's they? These many antichrists. And we're going to explain what this means, because this is the scripture that many will run with and say, see, there's going to be multiple antichrists and not one antichrist. Again, partial truth, and we'll explain this. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. All right, let me read the rest of this. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ or the anointed one? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. That's 1 John 2:22. Here's 1 John 4:2-4. Again, all this was written by John. But this you know, the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Okay, did you hear that? It is not of God. And he tells you who is not of God. And this is, listen to this, the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So watch this. So John, let me read this last one. Then we're going to, I'm getting ahead of myself. This is 2 John 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist. Notice he didn't say the Antichrist. He said an Antichrist. So here's where we have to break this down. Okay. So in John's day, there was a spirit that was working through men, and he coined this and he identified this spirit as the Antichrist spirit, or the spirit of Antichrist. Now, watch this. This spirit, or this of Antichrist, has characteristics to it. Ready? Watch this. The spirit of Antichrist is marked by, now, where am I getting this? I'm getting this from all the scriptures we just pulled up on the screen, all the scriptures we just read out of 1 John and 2 John. When you compile these together, here's what you come up with. The spirit of Antichrist will be marked by lying, the denial of Christ as the Son of God, the denial of the deity of Jesus, or the relationship between the Father and the Son, and the denial of Jesus coming in the flesh, and deception. Let me say that one more time. The spirit of Antichrist will be marked by lying, the denial of Christ as the Son of God, the denial of deity, the deity of Christ, and the deception, and deception. So watch this. The spirit of Antichrist was working through men in John's day who he called many antichrists, who were among us, but they were not of us because they were made manifest among us. How were they made manifest? Because they held these traits. They worked in lying, deception. They denied that Jesus was the Son of God, and they denied the deity of Jesus Christ. And that's how they were made manifest in John's day. So don't miss this. This is very important. This is very important. The spirit that was working in John's day by destroying and dividing churches, exhibiting these characteristics, is the same spirit that is alive and well today, but ultimately in the last days during the Great Tribulation, there will be an empowerment of one man, a man. I said a man. Now I'm going to show you in the scriptures that the Antichrist is going to be, there is going to come a Antichrist, or the Antichrist, the Ho Antichristos. And it goes all the way back to the book of Daniel, because I told you Daniel and John both saw this Antichrist. Okay, so let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. This is what Daniel saw this man called the Antichrist rising up in the last days. And this is what he said. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the, listen to this, the prince who is to come. So again, we see there's an identity here called this prince who is to come. This is a man. This is an individual, not just a spirit of the age. Notice he didn't say there would be princes, plural tense, who would come. He said the prince who is to come, and listen what he says, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And then he, masculine pronoun, he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Or in Hebrew, that's 7 years. This is where we get this 7-year peace treaty, 7-year covenant, 7-year tribulation. But in the middle of the week, or in the middle of the 42, or in the 42 months into the 7 years, the halfway mark, he, masculine pronoun, shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. This is what Jesus was referred to in Matthew 24 when he called it the abomination that makes Jerusalem desolate. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 6. This is on your screen already. For those that are watching visually, this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church of Thessalonica, and he's giving identity to this man, the Antichrist. I said man. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. That's the apostasy of the church. And listen to this, I've highlighted this, the man, somebody say the man, of sin is revealed. The son, again, masculine pronouns here, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sets his God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and you know what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time. So you've got man, son of perdition, himself. All these are masculine pronouns. It does not refer to multiple antichrist. It's not referring to a spirit of the age, although a spirit of antichrist has to work through the antichrist. Now I know some of that's confusing to some of you, but guys, listen to me. When John the Baptist appeared on the scene, what did the Bible say of John the Baptist? What did Jesus say of John the Baptist? It said, this is he who came in the spirit and the anointing of Elijah. He was not Elijah, but he came in the spirit and the anointing of Elijah. Now, what did the Bible tells you that the spirit of Elijah, when you go to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, it says when the spirit of Elijah would come, it would turn the hearts of the father to the children and the children to the fathers. So when John came, he was not Elijah, but he came in the spirit and the anointing of Elijah. Why? To prepare the way of the Messiah. So just like we saw the spirit that came that through a man to prepare the way of the Messiah, there's going to be a spirit that was working in the earth in John's day, who is continuing to work in the earth in our day and will continue to work in the earth in the time of the book of Revelation's fulfillment and the great tribulation, who will work through a man who will prepare the way, not for the Messiah, but for the false Messiah, because he will be working through this false Messiah who will according to Paul and Thessalonians, he will oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God, that is worshiped, and he will actually set as God, little g, in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So you see this parallel, spirit working through John to prepare the way of the Lord, a spirit working through this man called the Antichrist to prepare humanity for the false Messiah. All right, let me give you some more scriptures here. Here's some more in case you didn't believe. And if this is not resonating, maybe this will. Let me give you some more scriptures to prove this. Revelation 13, 2. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and he's referring here to the Antichrist. His feet, masculine pronoun, were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. By the way, the word dragon here is draconi, where we get serpent, the great red dragon, the great red draconi, the serpent. Satan is the one who will actually empower the Antichrist, and Satan will give him his power, will give him his throne, and give him his authority. Now, you say, where's God? God is allowing it. Let me give you this simple truth. Ready? Satan has it planned. A man will perform it, but God will permit it. Let me say that again. Satan is planning it. A man called the Antichrist will perform it, but God will permit it. Why? Because prophecy has to be fulfilled. Revelation 13, 4 and 5. So they worship the dragon. Now, who is the dragon? Talk to me, somebody. Satan, who gave authority to the beast. Who is the beast? The Antichrist. And they worship the beast. Who is they? The people who will be deceived, the people in the tribulation, the people who have pledged their allegiance to Satan, probably those who will accept the mark of the beast. They worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Masculine pronoun. And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. How's he going to speak great things and blasphemies? Because he will be a man, my friend. He will be a great leader. But he will make peace through war. He will make negotiations through intimidation, through decrees. The book of Daniel said he will attempt to change laws and seasons, times and seasons. Listen to this. He was given authority to continue for 42 months. There's your Daniel 9. That's 3.5 years. Okay. And then last, Revelation 13, 7. Revelation 13, 7. It was granted to him, who? The Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given to him over every tribe, every tongue, and every nation. And friends, this is all playing in to this is how he's going to be able to cause all of humanity to take this mark of the beast. And he will work through another man called the false prophet, Revelation 13. Okay. Now, the Bible, I'm almost done, guys. Let me show you this last part here. We're going to close out this segment. We might do a whole series on this because we could talk more about the Antichrist. I could show you what the Antichrist will do and different things that he'll do. So we may do a whole series on this. And we've done a series on this before, but we could bring fresh revelation to a study that we've done in the past. I want to show you this, and we have a slide for this as well. So let me pull this up because that way you could take notes if you want to. These are terms that the Bible uses to describe the Antichrist. Right there on your screen, if you're watching this visually, again, if you're listening by podcast, we're going to read these to you. I'll give you the scripture references for these. These are all references to this dictator, this tyrannical, evil, demon-possessed, Satan-empowered dictator that will rise in the time of the end. But all through the Bible, from Old Testament to New Testament, prophets and apostles in the New Testament, by revelation of the Spirit of God, was able to give identity to this man in the last days called the Antichrist. Ready? In Daniel 7:8, he is called the little horn of prophecy that rises up among the 10 nations, or the 10 toes that Daniel identified in the book of Daniel. In Micah chapter 5, verse 5, he's called the Assyrian. The Assyrian. Interesting. Daniel 9:26. Daniel identified him as the prince. And that's a typo, by the way, on the screen. It should say the prince who is to come. The prince who is to come. He is called in Daniel 8:23, the king of fierce countenance. In Daniel 9:27, he's called the desolator. In Daniel 11:36, he's called the willful king. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, the apostle Paul identified him as the man of sin. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, he is called the son of perdition. In 1 John 2:22, John called him the ho antichristos in Greek, or the Antichrist. And then John also called him in the book of Revelation 11, verse 7, the beast. He's the first beast that rises up out of the sea. And he's mentioned in Revelation 11, but he's also mentioned in Revelation 13. Again, he's the first beast that works with the second beast. The second beast is a lamb that has two horns and will work with the first beast. And together, they will cause society to take and pledge an allegiance to a system in which they will be forced to put a mark in or on their right hand or their forehead. Without it, they will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. And also, the second beast will work with this first beast. Again, the Antichrist is the first beast. The second beast is the false prophet. Together, they will create this image, or in Greek, it's ikona or icon, and they will cause the masses to worship this image who has been dedicated to the first beast called the Antichrist. So again today, guys, I hope that we have shed some light on a controversial subject, but we have used line on line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little, and we've given you interpretation through scripture that, again, there in the last days, in the time of the great tribulation, there will not be multiple antichrist or antichrist. There will be one antichrist. We've also shown you that it's not just a spirit of the age, but there will be an individual who will be completely possessed and empowered by the spirit of antichrist that was alive, well, and operating in the church in John's day that he identified in his epistles, but will be alive and well and operating now, present tense, all the way to this thing comes to an end when he eventually completely possesses and empowers one man called the Antichrist. So we hope this has been a great blessing to you. Again, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. If you like teaching like this, you like messages like this, you're blessed by information like this, don't forget to subscribe to our main website. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can go there. You can subscribe to our main website, get the newsletter, the daily digest into your inbox. Don't forget to download our free app. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. All you got to do is go into the App Store or the Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, download our free app, sign, push yes to push notifications, and you will be notified of every news and headline from a prophetic perspective, as well as these broadcasts of these podcasts and videos that are uploaded when they come available. And guys, I want to encourage you, if you've not yet, please go and download the Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E app. It is an alternative to YouTube. Please go do that, because we're also on Rumble, because some of these messages will not be available on YouTube. Some of them, as of right now, will not be even available on our app. They're only going to be exclusively available on the Rumble app. So again, go find us, go to Rumble, go under channels, not videos, but you have to go under the search bar of Rumble, look under channels, type in End Time Headlines, look for our ETH logo, make sure you subscribe to us on Rumble so that you can get updates and you can get messages that are exclusively there. And you say, why are you doing that? Because of censorship. They're removing videos. They've removed videos of ours. Facebook takes these down. So we want to have a location where you can find this, where these messages can get out to you without them being removed. And if you guys have not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner, please pray about becoming a monthly partner. All of our messages are free. Every week in and week out, guys, we're here to inform, exhort, edify, teach, equip. We bring prophecy updates. We do all of it here to bless our listeners, to bless our viewers, because that's what we're called to do. And it's free to you guys. The app is free. The newsletter is free. The messages are free. Everything is free. All we ask that if this ministry has been a great blessing to you, please pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can give two different ways. One, you can give electronically through the app or through the main website. And that's easy to do, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. And again, if you're watching this visually, all that's going to be on your screen. So again, for your convenience. So again, we appreciate you guys taking the time out this week and closing in. Listen, we're going to sign off for today. We met Monday. When we get on here on Monday, we've got a little bit of a stack of letters from you guys who have written to us, given us cards, given us encouragement, supported us through our mailing address. And we want to take the time to thank many of you guys. And we were going to do that today, but we're going to go ahead and just push that off till Monday. So we're going to do that on Monday when we get here. So we're going to sign off for today. And we pray that you guys have a good weekend. I know tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I've got some information together. We may put together an update that will exclusively be on our Rumble channel. Again, that's why I said get on Rumble. It will not be on Facebook, not on YouTube, and it probably won't even be on podcast, but it will only be exclusively on Rumble. So I'm going to work on this weekend. We're going to tape this and we're going to upload that. So be looking for that again this weekend to be uploaded. You guys on social media will notify you so you can go and watch that as well. So until Monday comes, guys, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance be upon you in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.